On behalf of my delegation, I would like to extend our sincere gratitude to you for your strong support of Inter-Korean Summit and kind words toward my delegation. Mr. Chairman, the Republic of Korea has every confidence in the IAEA's commitment to providing a firm and level foundation for cooperation in the field of peaceful nuclear activities through impartial implementation of a non-discriminatory system of objective and technical safeguards. Over 70% of IAEA member states now have both comprehensive safeguard agreements and additional protocols in force. The Republic of Korea welcomes these developments and urges state parties that have not yet done so to conclude and implement an additional protocol in conjunction with a comprehensive safeguard agreement. Another welcome development in this regard is the refinement of the state-level concept, which Korea has adopted to good effect. We can recommend this to others interested in optimizing safeguard implementation and maximizing the effectiveness of safeguards despite constrained resources. Mr. Chairman, non-state actors should be insulated from acquiring nuclear weapons and their means of delivery. State must achieve and maintain highly effective nuclear security for all nuclear material, nuclear facilities, as well as sensitive information. We must also increase our capacity to detect, deter, and disrupt illicit trafficking in nuclear material. We stress the contributions of the Nuclear Security Summit process and the work of the UN Security Council 1540 Committee. Export control is also an important area to complement and strengthen the non-proliferation regime. The Republic of Korea served as the chair of the Nuclear Suppliers Group and the Missile Technology Control Regime for the 2016-2017 terms. Taking this opportunity, I would like to express deep appreciation for the support of participating states. We will remain steadfast in our support for these export control regimes. Mr. Chair, despite NPT's achievement in non-proliferation, non-compliance remains a serious challenge to the NPT regime. Among others, DPRK's nuclear issue is a serious challenge. My government has maintained a firm position that the DPRK nuclear weapons and programs will not be tolerated. Our message to the DPRK was clear. Provocations will be met with firm response, but efforts for dialogue will open the way towards a brighter future. The accumulation of our persistent efforts has started to bear the result with the DPRK participation in the Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games, the dispatch of ROK envoy to Pyongyang, and the agreement to hold Inter-Korean Summit as well as the US DPRK Summit. Last Friday on 27 April, the two Koreas held a historic Inter-Korean Summit at the Peace House located in the southern part of Panmunjom. After open and candid discussions, the two leaders declared that, I quote, a new era of peace has begun, unquote, and signed the Panmunjom Declaration, which consists of three sections. The first one is measures for the comprehensive and groundbreaking advancement in inter-Korean relations. Second one is efforts for alleviating the military tension and eliminating the danger of a war. And third, cooperation for the establishment of a permanent and solid peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, including the confirmation of the common goal of the complete denuclearization. From the perspective of NPT, it is of great significance that the two leaders have explicitly confirmed in written form the complete denuclearization as a common goal. Also of a great significance is the intention of the DPRK leader to dismantle its nuclear test site within May in the presence of the ROK and US experts and media. Mr. Chairman, the signals sent by the DPRK in the process leading to the Inter-Korean Summit, the outcomes as seen in the Panmunjom Declaration, and the prospects of the upcoming US DPRK Summit are reasons for careful optimism. In this regard, the Republic of Korea will make its utmost efforts to continue to build on current momentum and will support the success of the upcoming the US DPRK Summit and all ensuing efforts to produce visible and tangible outcomes. What we have seen is a bold first step into uncharted territory, and the long road to denuclearization will require not only the roles and responsibilities of the two Koreas, but also the support and cooperation of the international community. I would like to urge your continuing interest and support to this end. Mr. Chairman, in closing, the ROK, as a staunch supporter of the non-proliferation regime, will continue to carry out its commitment to ensuring a full and balanced implementation of the NPT. My delegation will actively participate in the PREPCOM and looks forward to a successful outcome. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank